Chapter 2. Tegan. Present.
Tegan, we're back, my mother announces as she opens the door dramatically. I see that. And so early, I say with a smile, even though I feel like screaming and throwing a fit. How was Europe?
It was fabulous. Your father was so tired, he went straight home, but I wanted to come see you and the store to make sure it was still standing. I'm never quite sure what will happen in my absence.
My parents are wonderful people. No one can deny that. But my mother has a way of cutting me down. It's little comments that let me know how much of a disappointment I am. No one is more disenchanted with the way things have gone than me. In high school, I was voted most popular, most likely to succeed, most outgoing, and best smile. I was captain of the cheerleading squad, dated the captain of the football team. We were the all-American couple that was going to set the world on fire. Being a single mother with no money, working and living in this town was never in anyone's version of my future. Why wouldn't the store be okay? She touches my face.
You never know, darling. Things don't always go to plan.
Yeah, plans, daughters, who knows what might have happened. Mom ignores my jab and walks around.
I see you sold quite a few big pieces.
I close my eyes, release a breath, and nod.
I did.
Good. How's my granddaughter? Going to ask you if she can adopt a cat or a horse or maybe even an entire zoo.
I think it would be hard to keep a horse in the apartment.
Her smile is wide as she shakes her head. She may not be the most wonderful mother, but she is the best grandmother. Chastity is the one thing I've done right.
Yes, but you know her. She loves animals more than people. She's going to be volunteering with Dr. Hartz, cleaning out cages and whatnot. She's really excited about it.
My mother clasps her hands together and her eyes brighten.
Oh, that will be wonderful for her.
I agree.
And Dr. Hartz is such a good man. He'll definitely teach her responsibility, how to deal with people, and other great skills. Things that she's probably missing out on at home.
Oh, Mom, please feel free to keep telling me what a bang-up job I've done so far.
What does that mean? I ask, unable to stop myself.
Nothing, but the girl doesn't talk to anyone, Tegan. She has no friends, no social life. She doesn't do anything but read and talk to animals.
God forbid she doesn't act the way my mother thinks she should.
She's fine. Chastity is a wonderful kid with fantastic grades. She's happy, smart, respectful, and I'm glad she's nothing like me at that age. Now it's her turn to look horrified. To her, I was everything she ever wanted in a daughter. My popularity furthered hers at that time. People thought she had some secret as to why I was perfect and sought her out for advice all the time. Except I was far from perfect.
You had your chance, Tegan Berkeley. You had everything right there in front of you, and then I don't know what happened.
Why do we do this, Mom? I ask with sadness in my voice. Why do we always go back to this? You just got home, and instead of us catching up about what happened while you were away, you showing me photos, telling me that you're happy to see me, we're arguing about 20 years worth of shit.
I watch the fight drain from her. Neither of us want this animosity between us, but it feels like it's all we know.
I just want you to be happy. I want Chastity to have the life that you could have had. That's all.
I'm glad that she's not boy crazy or trying to fit in with the popular kids, because those popular kids grew up and are still mean. They stayed in this town where it